Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I got a question for you. You're just going to sit there? You're never going to say yes?
I'm nervous.
You're just going to sit there and stare at me? What is the one thing that someone could say to you that would be an instant panty dropper moment?
My panties?
Yeah, yours, theirs, anything. What is something that someone would say to you that you'd just be like, you, now?
It's, gosh, you're hilarious. You are the funniest man I have ever... You're laughing and I don't know why. It's that... Gee.
You like people flattering your sense of humour and you're
not,
just like...
No, not flattery because... It
but like being honest, if someone were honest to say, holy fuck, man, you're
I
so
have
funny.
To, it can... Yes, I have to believe that you mean it with 100% sincerity.
Right.
So I don't care if you lie about it. I don't care if you lie, but as long as I believe that it's the truth.
Yeah.
That's one of mine. That's a big one to tick. Otherwise, the complimenting the hair does good. It will do good work.
You have nice hair.
Yeah. That does good work. What about you?
I get off on having a really good intellectual conversation with somebody. So it's not like a specific phrase, but if you can sit there and get into the nitty gritty of something that I find interesting, even if it has nothing to do with sex, I will want to smash everything off that table and just do you right there on the table.
So if someone just gives you an stark intelligence.
Well, like I love movies. So if we're sitting there like debating the merits of a particular style of directing or, you know, or if we're talking about like someone goes, yeah, I love using the Oxford comma, I'd be like, get over here.
So watching someone's brain light up with...
Yes, I'm so attracted to someone talking about their passions. If it's something that I'm also passionate about, I just get into it.
God, yeah. That's
I get into it.
Really into
really into it, like inappropriately into it.
Tell me about the Cold War. I want to. Yes.
I'm not allowed to, I am allowed to be, but it's a really fine line to tread in these days. I'm also a big fan of someone just grabbing you and making out, but that's also not allowed anymore. So you've got to kind of know.
Yes, we're not allowed to push
that you have blanket consent. Before you shove someone up against a wall and start pashing them.
Yes.
But like I've got to figure out with like potential dates, I'll be like, if I give you the signal with my eyes, but then also it's not a surprise. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to manage it, but I love it.
Consent.
Well, if you're the best pash I ever had with someone, and this is going to seem really bad now, was when we were arguing about something, and I think it's the brain thing again, because we were arguing the finer points of fuck knows what, because it was back when I was at uni, but I was just like, blah, 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 and he was like, blah, 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 and I was like, fuck, you're annoying. He's like, fuck, you're annoying too, and then we pashed it. It was great.
Wow. Just lightning and thunder colliding.
Yeah, just like faces right up against each other. It's like, I hate you. Mwah. Yep.
Fantastic.
I don't know, it was great. Anyway, welcome to Ghost of Boyfriends
Hello,
Fast.
Hello, everybody.
Just cooling myself down over here.
What
I'm Liz
drops,
Best.
What drops your panties?
Tell us what drops your panties. Write in. Write in. Tell us what it is. What are you super attracted to that will just make you melt every time? Now
Delicious.
We're too into it. No.
Yes.
Okay, we need to get out of this. Tom Harris, Liz Best, we host the podcast and we have a guest on today. We have a guest. She is the host of one of the other TNC Network podcasts, Love Bachelorette, talks all things trashy reality TV, helicopter dates, champagne on ice, batch abs because, batch abs. We have Amy Giroux.
Thank
Come on
you
down.
So
Hello,
much.
Amy.
Come on down. The prize
Come
is
on
right.
Down.
That's right.
Won a prize.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. I'm so like stoked to be here.
That's all right.
Yay. Thanks for coming on. We've been trying to get you on for a little while, but our schedules have just kept clashing and clashing and clashing. So I'm so happy that you're finally here. considering you have to host a podcast that needs regular weekly content that you can't record all in advance and you have to actually record as the episodes happen, I'm impressed that you do have time to be on another podcast.
Wow, the flattery. Maybe that's what it's my a lot of work, panties man. Are going to drop off.
It's a lot of fucking work to have to respond to what happens on TV. Like, we record 4 eps at once and then piss off for a month.
Yeah, so. we're out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's fun, though. Like,
what is it that you love about The Bachelor that made you go, you know what, I need to do this podcast?
Well, I think, like, I just love trashy reality TV.
Yes.
All forms. But with The Batch, I think it was just one day, because Gina and I were friends before The Bachelor.
Gina, former guest on the podcast.
Yeah. And we were just talking one day about The Bachelor, and then I think literally threw the idea up in the air of like, oh, I wonder if there's like a batch podcast or something. And Gina was like, oh, we could probably like talk to Zane about it because I do like a podcast on there. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of like stemmed from there. And then we like had a meeting at a Cafe 63 and did some brainstorming. And I think the idea of just like talking about it, but not in a way that's just like, oh, this was trash, or like not accepting everything at face value, trying to, I don't know if intellectualize it is the right word, but just like,
well, you know, you figure out what you like, what you don't like, and what the producer food is feeding you.
Yeah, like, just trying to be a bit more aware of what we're being fed and then what we think of it, as opposed to just accepting what.
And my God, the chance to sit there and have the judgment. The judgment is the funnest part of The Bachelor. Like, watching it, just being like, oh my God, that chick. Oh my God, that guy. I can't believe it. It's just, it's the best part of my week. And honestly, whenever, because I know that you guys aren't allowed to, like, you chat on air about Batch, right? So yeah. Gina will often text me what she thinks about it because she can't, like, you want your authentic comments to go to air. So she's texting me all this stuff. And the one week that I guested on the podcast when Amy was unavailable, Gina wasn't talking to me. And I was like, I can't wait to, because she's my Batch chat gal, so
yeah.
I'm glad that you're back on the podcast so that I can actually talk to her in real
you're
time
welcome.
Now. Also, I like you hearing you guys do it more than I like hearing myself, so yes.
Oh, no, you were great. You had some really good insights. I was
we
glad
should do
that
a
you could
three-way. No,
we should do three-way.
A batchy three-way.
Oh, my God, you know what I mean. So new.
Okay, you have a story for us. You have not come just to talk all things Bachelor. You have an actual dating story that you're going to share with us.
I do.
We've shared the rules with you off-air, but we're just going to say them again. We'll do a really quick run through. It's have an alias for anybody that you're talking about. Don't make any threats to anybody. And if you figured out who she's talking about at home, go fuck yourself and don't tell anybody else.
Go and fuck yourself.
Yeah. No, don't be rude about it. Like, don't be like, oh my God, I know who she's talking about and I'm going to tell that person and ruin everything. Yep. Don't be that guy.
Don't
we
ruin
hate that
it
guy.
For the rest of us.
We hate that guy. Okay. So, set the scene for us, Amy. Yes. Where does this story begin and take place?
Okay, so we're going back to probably 2016, I think. This was my first and only Tinder date.
Oh,
one and only.
Look, I wish I could
she
say
learned.
First and
she
only.
Learned.
I know. Well, I've learned now.
I mean, let me premise. There was also like Bumble and Hinge dates. Okay. But, you know, only
first
Tinder date.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we were going to see a show at a nondescript university campus.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, we were meeting up there. I arrive at the campus in the food court. That was just like the general area.
Yeah, that's where you meet.
You know, it's a easy identifier.
Yeah.
He arrives and this man, let's call him Michael.
Michael.
Sure.
Very attractive. Like, from his photos, I was like, this is a good looking dude. Mm-hmm. And then in person, I was like, oh.
Oh, God.
It's very rare that someone's photos, like, don't do them
don't
justice.
Do it, yeah.
Like, that you see them in person, you're like, holy, can't find words anymore.
Yeah. I felt so uncomfortable because 2016 me wasn't super confident. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, this guy is.
And then an Adonis walks in.
And then an Adonis walks in, and I'm like a seal. Like, I. Oh, man. Anyway, so I was startled.
But you're good. You're great with that ball on your nose. Oh, she's good with that.
Clapping,
yeah.
Clapping.
Oh, she's good. She's good with the ball. She's good.
Isn't she? And the way he greeted me, like, it started off really nice. He was super energetic and kind of gave me a hug, but it was like a very familiar hug, as if, you know, it was a friend. And I was like, yeah. Oh, I was like, this is actually quite nice. This is very warm. And we started chatting. We're sitting in this food court and getting along super well. He was very high energy, but at this point it was fine. And so we were just chatting. We started talking about, like, different interests and what we do. He was also a tutor as well as a student at this uni. So he had just come from teaching a class. And he was like, do you mind if I just grab something to eat before we do stuff? I was like, yeah, no worries. And he goes to whatever sandwich bar or something. And he goes to pay and he looks over at me and he's like, I don't have my wallet.
Mm. Of course he doesn't.
And I was like, oh, that's okay. But he didn't immediately ask if I could get it for him. So it was kind of this awkward silence in me then being like, do you want me to get it? He was like, oh, that'd be great. I was like, okay, this is cool. Let me say as well, on any kind of day, I don't mind splitting the bill and like taking turns. That's not a problem for me. I think I was just caught off guard because it was, again, in the way that he greeted me, very like casually and familiar. It was like forgot my wallet. Like, you'll get the next, like, I'll get the next one type thing.
Yeah. And also actually telling someone that when you're at the front counter, so there's a time limit on.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I've had someone tell me before and they've kind of sat down and they've like, look, I've forgotten my wallet, so let's just hang, but we don't need to have... Like, I offered to pay, and he was like, no. But I wasn't at the counter when someone was waiting for me to pay.
Yes.
That was the thing as well, and I was, like, sitting away, so I was kind of, like, grabbed my bag and went back over and, like, swiped my card. Anyway, then we kept talking, and it was getting closer to... I think it was about 6:30, which was when the show was starting. And so I was like, we should probably go, because we didn't even have our tickets at this point. And he'd finished having his sandwich and he was like, oh no, we're not going. And I was like, oh, I was like, sorry. I was like, did I read the message wrong? And he was like, oh no, we're having too good of a conversation. We're not going to go.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
This is what I've said on a previous episode. When you don't know someone, don't book a date where you don't talk, because it doesn't give you that opportunity to talk.
Yeah. And like, the thing is, the talking was fine, but I was already starting to get a little bit tired because his energy was so high, so I was looking forward to the reprieve of the show. Also thought it was a bit strange that he didn't ask, oh, actually, do you want to keep talking, instead of
prescribing. That's a bit not great.
Yeah. So
did he, is there not a case for he didn't have his wallet, therefore couldn't buy tickets, so it was making changes on the fly?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
maybe something like that.
I didn't even think about that.
Why would we go in there when we're having such a good conversation here? Maybe
that is so good.
I didn't think about that ever.
I had a big brain moment here on the podcast.
Well, now my story is done, thank you so much.
And good day to you.
Sorry. Maybe
no, that's a good point.
Maybe.
And so anyway, we continued talking, and the more we spoke, the more it kind of became evident that I realized I was finding out a lot about him, but I wasn't giving much information about me, because it was kind of hard to interject.
So, like, he's not asking you any questions.
Yeah, and he's a real talker. And he's still, he seems like a nice guy. So I'm like, this is okay. And then he's like, do you want to go? I can, like, get us access to like the rooftop of one of the buildings and we can go sit up there. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. So we went and sat up there, and it was actually really beautiful, and it was like overlooking the campus. But then the conversation turned to, so like, oh, what kind of like life do you see for yourself? And I was like, oh, I
big question.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm in the arts. I really like that. And he was like, oh yeah, but what are you going to do like sustainably? And I was like, well, I'm at uni. So I'm doing like media and drama. And he was like, okay. And yeah. And he's like, but what are you going to do like to make money? And it was just like a real kind of like,
you went on a date with the Prime Minister of Australia. It sounds like
he did tutor and study engineering. Throw that in there.
Yep.
And yeah, so I was starting to get really uncomfortable, and the more that this conversation was going on, I just felt like I was having to defend myself as opposed to getting to know this person.
Nope.
Dump him!
Yeah.
She's quick. She's a quick draw on the dumping button.
Yep. Not quite as quick as I would have liked, but it's a dump them button. Dump them. So that we're equal opportunity dumpers here.
That's good. I think I'm
making it like dump 'em button. Maybe.
It's a dump 'em.
Dump 'em. Dump 'em. Not him. Yeah. Him.
Dump 'em. I like that. So the night was going on, and the thing is, his energy never dipped. So I felt like I was matching it as well. So I could feel
but
myself.
Exhausting.
I was exhausted. Ugh. And the thing was, like, this part of the date, it wasn't terrible, but I could tell. I was like, this isn't going to go anywhere, especially with how he's making me feel now about my, like, passions and life choices. So I was kind of like, look, I'm probably going to have to go soon. I lived about an hour away. And he was like, yeah, no worries. I'll walk you to your car. So we're walking to my car, and we pass by a lake, and he's like, do you just want to sit for a little bit? I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And as soon as we sit, he just like forced his tongue so far down my throat.
Damn it. Just after I've talked about grabbing someone and kissing them. Not in that way. That's not what I mean.
But there were no cues. Like, I just sat my butt down. Like, I wasn't. And I didn't know. I also like didn't have a lot of, I guess, make out experience. So I didn't know that one I could say no or just make it stop.
It's that awkward thing where, especially when you like when that happens, you can't and you don't have a lot of experience in it. You don't know that you can pull away.
That's right.
Or like drag, like before it even happens, just do that thing where you just like pull your face into your neck and be like, no.
Yeah. So here I am just like making out with this guy for several minutes because I was like, I don't know how to make it end until he finally pulled away and he was like, wow. And I was like, wow.
Wow, indeed.
I was like, wow. So he walked me to my car after that.
And he still knows nothing about you at this stage because he's not asked you anything about
yourself. He knows nothing
about
me. I think he thinks the date has gone quite well. I get in my car and I don't cry, but I just feel like a bit
shell-shocked, a bit what the hell?
Yeah, kind of just like taken out of the bubble that I was in. And I'm like, oh, so this is dating. I've decided that I'm not going to have any other date with him. And I wasn't going to like message him or anything the next day. Mm. Next day comes around and he sends me a message and is like, hey, you've gone all radio silent. And I was like, and he was like, so would you like to go out later in the week? And I just straight up like responded and was like, look, you have a lot of energy and you seem like a nice guy. And I was like, but I just didn't really feel anything for me. So I don't think I'd like to go on another date. And he left it for a little while and then responded a couple hours later. And he was like, oh, really? He was like, that's so strange because I really felt like we had a really good time. Also, in about the week we'd been chatting, we had both done personality tests and our personality tests aligned.
It's so good of him to mansplain why you are compatible yes, when you're not feeling good, it. Like that's
move.
Just so really like you might not have understood how compatible you were. So you just needed someone to just
that's
like
right.
like
that's
map
right.
it out for you.
And thank you so much to him. I'm so glad that he did. And so it's just like a little bit of a back and forth of that.
Trying to convince someone that they're like, yeah. I feel nothing. Well, no, that's really strange because mathematically you really should
that's
have
really
felt
strange
something.
Because ENFPJ says,
yeah.
You got the data here, buddy. Wow.
And so it ended with him saying, well, do you want to be friends? And because I was like, well, that gets me out of dating. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Okay, that's fine. No intention again of seeing him. I was like, we can just, I don't know, weirdly text every now and then.
Yep.
A couple of weeks later, he sends me a message out of the blue and is like, hey, I've got free tickets to a show. Do you want to come with me? And I was conflicted because, one, I wanted to see the show.
Yeah.
But two, I was I was like, I don't want to go with him. So I made the trash decision and I went.
Look, yeah, 50% of me goes, you're an idiot. And 50% of me goes, I would have done the same thing because
free show. Hmm.
And look, he knows that all you're doing is being friends.
Well, that's the thing. I was very, very like direct in what I wanted. It was also a Queensland theatre show. That's money.
That's yep. money.
That's money.
That's money at fancy theatre.
So we went. I didn't see anyone I know, which was great.
Oh, that would have been awkward. Who's this?
Who's
Hi, this
not
is my
date.
Friend.
The good thing was he didn't try anything. Like, we didn't kiss or anything like that, which was wonderful. And he was like, I had a really good time. He's like, I think this friendship's going to work. And he said that in person. So I was like, exactly that.
Spookily similar.
We have prepared responses for when we feel like that as women.
Prepared remarks. Very, wow.
And so that was the last time we saw each other. But I would say for about a year after that then, we wouldn't so much text, but he would call me probably monthly. And it wasn't ever a, hey, how are you going? What have you been up to? It was a, hey, oh my gosh, I need to tell you about this girl I just slept with. Hey, oh my gosh, I'm dating this chick. Yeah. What do you think?
Is he trying to ram home that we're friends so we can talk about the girls that I'm dating, but I'm probably not dating them. I probably still want you, but I'm just going to say that so that you think that it's a safe space to be friends?
It's a sexual flex. It's look what you could have won. It's kind of deal.
Not about it.
Oh, no. Not about it. Purely explain it. This is what you could have had. There's all these sexual conquests that I keep telling you about. I know it's weird.
Have you ever done that?
No, God, no.
Do you know anyone who's done that? Our producer is nodding and laughing.
I'm sure we all
have. Shit, it's real. Okay.
Well, the thing was, I thought it was like a sexual flex too, and I called him out one time. I was like, oh, you're just flexing, like, oh, yeah, escapades. And he was like, haha. He's like, no. And he's like, it's just really good to have such a good, like, female friend I can get a perspective on. I was like, one, I was like, we're not good friends. You don't know anything about me.
Yes.
And so this continued. And at this point as well, I started actually dating someone, like my ex, and so I always felt really uncomfortable when I would get calls from him because I was like, I don't even feel like we're friends. I'm uncomfortable with how we met. I've told you that.
And it's this enforced vulnerability that he's having to someone who he thinks is a great friend. Like,
yeah, it was just a
really...
Just
makes me think maybe he's not neurotypical. Like, it's just, it's a big red flag for me that maybe he is perceiving this level of intimacy that you don't have because you have stated in words that you are friends.
Totally. Yeah, it was kind of like, oh, we've got the green light, so we've built up this trust.
So this
and
is
this
friends now, and this is what friends is.
And it got to a point where, not with my ex now, but I, maybe 6 months into our relationship, and I was telling him about it, and I was just like, I'm so uncomfortable, I just need it to stop because I ignore his calls. The only time I actually answer them is if he's called multiple times. So I'm like, hey, sorry, I was at work or something. Mm. So I spent like half an hour crafting this extraordinarily long text message that was basically just, hey, I was like, I'm sorry, but this friendship is making me uncomfortable, everything that I've already said. And I'm with someone now and I just don't feel comfortable with how we met. I hope you're well and banging whoever you're banging.
Yes.
And I sent off this text. Oh, at the end as well, I said, feel free to give me a call
if you want to chat. You opened that door yourself. Yeah. It's your fault. Whatever happens now is your fault.
Well, he didn't respond for maybe a week. And then a week later, I get a text that's literally just like the letter K.
Oh.
And I was like,
burn.
And I didn't hear from him until earlier this year. When I got, so this is 2020.
And this started
this was back in 2016, carried over 2017. Yeah. Earlier this year, I got a Facebook message from him because I had like blocked him or muted him or whatever you do on Facebook.
And it unmuted
but hadn't hadn't removed him. Well, he sent me a message. It must have been muted because he could message me. And he sent me a message just saying like, hey, how you doing? Do you want to catch up for a coffee? And I was like,
what?
Why is my past back here? And so I just deleted him. And ignored the message.
Your ghost of almost boyfriend's past is haunting you.
Yeah. I ghosted him then. And that's the last now that I've heard from him.
I don't understand when it's been such a long time and your last message was so, we are not a thing, this is never a thing, this is never going to be a thing. And he responds with K.
It was so confusing. And when I got, like, I felt bad sending that message. I felt terrible when he sent back K because I was like, I've hurt his feelings. But also he hadn't respected mine. So I was like, well, this is just what it is.
I think the message out of the blue after a long time of silence is probably he's horny at that moment.
Yeah.
And
single.
It's probably just, hey,
maybe
you
her standards have dropped by now because it's been so long.
Yeah, so... Just go have a wank, then just come back.
And if you come back in 5 minutes. Them.
See how you feel in and out, yeah. Wow.
Oh, so God.
So that's it. Beginning of this year, he gets in touch.
Have you unfriended him now?
I've unfriended him now, yeah, because when I got that message, I didn't respond. I deleted him. I made sure I wasn't following him
on anything. Present Amy knows that she can say no.
Amy knows that no is a no full stop is a full sentence, and that's allowed.
Yes, thank you. Well done. Is a complete sentence, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Just a weird... time.
It is an odd collection of events.
It's not what I expected from going on a Tinder date.
No.
Yeah, that's like very true.
4 year drawn out.
Yeah.
My God.
Wow. So what does one learn from an apart from Liz's weekly lesson? Don't
online date. Look, my first lesson is it's not a lesson. It's a comment. This is bold of a guy who has no wallet to ask you about your financials.
Yes.
That's probably my biggest takeaway is when he's sitting, I'm like, you have literally no money on you and you are pressing somebody to find out whether they can support themselves. Bold move.
I am.
Bold.
It's good.
That's funny.
I've come up with a hot tip on the fly. Whenever a man says to you, can we be friends though? Huh? Can we be friends? A tool for you would be to every now and then just say, "Oh, here's a fruit bread recipe that I'm really good with. Here you go." Like, just send them random
friend shit.
Yeah, just this is a recipe I've had in the family for you. Here you go, buddy.
Here's a new story I saw. Yeah, check out this meme.
Make some banana bread and just hammer down on that. Ultra platonic. The stuff you message a friend about. Hey, what was that show?
They might like it though. They might be like, yeah, keep them coming. This is the best. Whenever some guy that I've just started dating actually goes, do you want to be friends? I think that there's at least a 70% chance that they're only saying that because they're hoping that some feelings will grow after you hang out a few more times.
Totally. Or at least there's still a chance to like have sex at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because at some point when you're mates with somebody and you know they're still single, they might reach their rock bottom and that rock bottom might be your rock
bottom. Just might align. Amy, what did you learn?
Well, I think just as we mentioned that like no is okay and saying how you feel is good and fine, but just like being strong in it as well. Like you don't have to appease someone just because you feel like it's the socially right thing to do.
It's not your job to make somebody else feel better.
No. Yeah, that's right.
You can try and avoid making them feel like absolute shit, but it's not your job to try and make them feel better if a situation doesn't work for you.
That's the problem empathetic people will dig themselves into. They care too much about how other people's feelings and emotions and then try and appease them, and then it just spirals into an avalanche of awkwardness and pain and misery.
Totally.
Communicate. If you communicate what your feelings are,
yes.
Fucking, if someone tells you what their feelings are, maybe listen to them rather than trying to explain their feelings back to them. Mm. There is no situation under which someone tells you how they feel and any explanation is going to make them realize that they don't feel that way. That's called gaslighting. Yes. And we don't like that on this podcast. No,
big shake of the head there. Amy, just quickly, going back, you said he wouldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
He's just a talker. Do you believe, looking back, he could have been nervous and was there and just word vomiting? So I'm into this and blah, blah, blah. Or was it more controlled and he just liked himself? And
I feel like initially it could have been nerves. Yes. Because it lasted so long, I feel like it, and getting to know him on that date and in what followed, I think it was just because he had a very high opinion of himself and just wanted to talk up everything that he did because he was proud of it, which is fine. But a little bit off-putting and not so much the 50-50 you want on a date.
Yeah.
And this is something else that I've learned from dating as well, is that you need to make sure when you're on dates with somebody that you're not just presenting your resume.
Ask questions as well.
Like it's not just a, here is why you should pick me. You're also vetting, which means you should also be asking questions of them to make sure that they are what you would like.
Mm.
And apart from the fact that it's common fucking courtesy to ask, that's one of my, and I've mentioned this on past episodes, one of my biggest dating red flags is if somebody doesn't ask questions about you on a first date.
And also,
I'm out.
Also, the arts is a $1 billion industry, so fuck you. Yeah. In regards to just to do saying, that.
With those questions, like the only questions I remember were about my career and like money. So it's like,
I'm in the arts. No, but what are you really going
to
do?
Yeah. There are more questions you can ask about a person to see if there's an interest there, if you like who they are.
I try and avoid the so what do you do question, because that is not something I give a shit about unless you have no aspirations to ever have a job and are just looking at using my money.
Yeah,
like, not that I have a lot, but fuck. Like,
yeah.
The only thing I care about is that they have something that they're interested in doing in their lives. It doesn't have to define them. It doesn't have to be what they earn money from. But I'm more interested in someone's passions and, can chat.
What do you do that makes you happy? What makes you come alive?
But
what
how will you figure out life if you can't financially live through it?
Yes.
Fuck capitalism.
I think we're slowly trying to.
Yeah.
Slowly turning.
It's not
going to
work.
Well then, Amy.
Thank you.
How do you feel? You made it. You've survived a guest appearance on Ghost of Boyfriend's Path.
Yeah, I feel good. This has been fun.
Just one fun. Additional question to tack onto the end.
Yeah.
What would your ideal bachelor style date be?
Oh,
You could pick any style of date in the Batch series, what would be the Amy date?
Oh, Liz. You know I've thought about this.
I know, and I want to know.
That's why she's asking.
It would have to be like, what kind of setting would it be in? It'd definitely be an extravagant style picnic.
Right.
I love picnics. It would be one of the bougie ones that has the little high set table.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And cushions. Let's throw an orchestra in the background.
Perfect.
Why not?
Well, when they hire like a C-list band to like play behind you whilst you're having dinner.
Really casually. Like, oh, we just happen to be in the same area at the same time. I'm not so much a beach gal, so it would probably be...
Oh, I wouldn't want bikini date. No, thank you.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I'd want like blankets and things. Yeah. So maybe it's like like overlooking a lookout or like mountain range, something like that. I think that's... And just like little card games or something.
Yeah.
That would be my batch date.
Oh my God, board game date. They need to do board game date.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be so
good. I've always thought that I want the... Whatever, like I'm not an adrenaline rush kind of person, but I sometimes think that maybe I want the adrenaline rush date because it's an excuse for someone to like encourage me and then be really proud of me when I do it. And then we can probably have a smooch because I'm really scared and they just need to calm me down and like help.
Yeah,
that's a great tactic.
Like I'm just like, I would be the one who tell the producers like, I fucking hate that shit. Cause I do, I'm not lying about that. But if I get like the abseiling date or the afraid of heights date or something like that, it's an excuse to cling to the other person and to have survived some kind of big trauma
together
that then kind of sets you with them. And I'm very tactical about this. I do something that I hate to make someone love me.
I don't know, I'll jump in quickly. The hot air balloon makes me laugh because you're up there. I've never been in one, but you're up there and it's so peaceful and serene and like, wow, look at the view. And then...
I've never been on one too. I was supposed to go on one. My ex bought me a one for my birthday and then we split up the month after. And then I said, okay, well, clearly I'm not going on this because you have to book a certain date. And he was like, oh, you're not going. And I was like, well, no. And I said, can you just like refund it and I'll just have the money then. And he's like, well, I'll take my half because one ticket was for me. So I was
like, solo hot air balloon trip.
Cool. Thanks. Fuck off.
Some bitterness here.
Thank
for once
you.
Thank
you so much. Now everybody, if you want to catch Amy and hear her dulcet tones again talking all things reality TV, you can listen to Love Batchelly. She's on there with Gina, who's also a friend of the podcast, and they talk all things batch.
While you're there, check out, why don't you go to That's Not Canon, and which is the host,
that's our network,
here.
Yep.
And check out all the other podcasts.
There's
on
so
network.
Many great podcasts.
There'll
on
be
our network.
Something there for you. There's literally everything.
There's more than 50, 60. Where are we up to?
70.
There, we're up to 70 podcasts on the network. So I can guarantee you will find something that you will like.
Yeah, check them out.
Might be my other podcast, Castology, not dropping names or anything, but you know.
You know.
Whatever. Yeah. All right. Also, while you're there, you know, fill out our form if you want to be a guest on thatsnotcanon.com/ghosts of boyfriends past. It's really easy.
Other people have figured it out. They've done it.
They just, and it's so easy. You don't need to tell us the whole story. It's That's like, right. Give me two sentences on what the gist is. What's your contact number? Go. And we figure out the rest for you. We make it so easy. Also, please rate and review. Please, yes. Because we love ratings and reviews, and it helps other people find like-minded people find content that they will love, like us, because who cannot love us? We're adorable. You're all silent. Thanks. I feel so loved.
They're nodding at home. They're all...
I feel
yes,
so loved.
Yes.
Gollum has an unhealthy obsession about some bit of jewelry.
Doesn't even know this is what the precious is. Stupid therapist.
Gollum. Cookie Monster's a bit of a stress eater.
Cookie, cookie, cookie.
And homicidal robots really just want their best friend back.
I know I did and said things that she regrets. But why is that my problem?
But what all these monsters really need is therapy. The podcast Therapy for Monsters finally puts monsters in the therapy chair with a real therapist. Me, Tim, your friendly neighborhood therapist. If you'd like to learn a bit and laugh a bit, check out Therapy for Monsters on your favorite podcast app.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.